One of the things we spoke about a few times is Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach. Understand what's, just to review in general, there's a Trumas HaDeshen that says that Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach is a problem. And this issue is quoted by the Ramah, Shach, all say it's a potential problem. Of course, the question is there another source for the problem? And how severe is the problem? And is there a problem? All this is open to discussion. So when we learned about this inyan of Irush and Nifsak HaKiluach, we pointed out that the Vilna Gaon sat in a Mefurish Gemara to indicate that Irush and Nifsak HaKiluach is a problem. And that's the Gemara of Nota Meirot for Alacheres. Nota seems to be, you know, a little drip, 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 drip. And there the Gemara talks about it as being a problem. We were, of course, wondering if the Gaon is so smart as he, of course, the Gaon isn't there. So how come the Trumas HaDeshen himself didn't quote this Gemara? The Mefurash Gemara that indicates that Irush and Nifsak HaKiluach is a problem. We utilize this omission as a possible further proof to what we are trying to say at the very beginning about HaTorah Gavar Sugya, namely that's only an Ahavamin. But the Maskanas HaGemara, Irush and Nifsak HaKiluach, may not be a problem, the same way as all those other things may not be a problem. There's a small amount. Again, the whole thing, that I thought was a bit of a raya from the fact that although the Gra did quote that as a raya, the Trumas HaDeshen himself did not. Which is, of course, I think very, very significant. Now, how big of a problem is it? You know, when we talk about a problem, there are all kinds of levels of problems in this world. As we're learning every day, we know what kind of levels of problems there could be. So here, once again, we find the matter of dispute. Is it a problem? And if so, how big a problem is it? Let's just give a little bit kitzur nimrut. This is just chazara of a chazara of a chazara, but it's important to engage in it because, you know, it's very important. So in Simen Sadi Beis, which is, I guess, sort of our simen for today, let's take a look, Rabosai, in Siftes. End of Simen Sadi Beis. There's a discussion of Ner Shel Chelev. Okay. Chelev Huta Cham Shenafal Mimenu Tipo Al Kli Tzorech HaGola. There's a problem, even though it's presumably a Nifsak HaKiluach. Says the Shach. This is only because it comes directly from the fire. If it came from a bowl, Chelev Huta Chelotech B'Kedera, from a pot, Die begrader the lochosh of irui. Why? Keva the nifsek hakiluach, uchidleil siv zayin and siman samaches siv yud b'hago. Can cause the trumas hadeshen. So the trumas hadeshen is making this distinction. Only if it comes on from something which is directly on the fire is it a problem. Comes something which is in a pot, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. The question is, how much not of a problem is it? Sounds like over here saying it's not a problem at all. Why? The lo choshiv irui kevan de posak hakiluach. That's the expression which is found over here in the shach. It's not considered a problem for this reason. Okay. Now, question that becomes: how far do you go with this? How far halacha lemaisa? How far do you go with this? With this shach? The shach seems to be somewhat lenient over here, and at least in the case what's coming from a pot. And not coming from something directly on the fire. It's based on the Tosus and Chulin on Avches, which we spoke about. So now, Rabosai, we want to know Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach, which comes from a thing on the fire directly. So it says over here, it's a problem. It's a Chumra Neshach. How far does it go? Is it only does Belia, or does it even do Bishul? That's not found over here. Not a discussion. Not found in the Shach. It doesn't talk about it. So we find different opinions. Some say it only does Belia. Some say it does Bishul. And the reason why it does Bishul is because there are those who are diehards like me that Belia and Bishul always go together. Others say, you know, this is a Chumra B'Alma to make a Lebola, so we could be somewhat relaxed and cool and chilled. You don't have to insist that our equation is 100%. You're allowed to allow for a Chumra B'Alma here and there. That's what some say. And the Chazon Ish leads to a somewhat opposite conclusion. He says the whole thing is not true. He wants to paskin that Irish Nivska Kiluach is not a problem at all, because it's clear he doesn't do Bishl, doesn't do Bliya either. This is just a brief Chazara on the Chazara of things which we hadn't spoken about so clearly with respect to Irish Nivska Kiluach. And a final Nakuda is that the famous Magen Avraham talks about taking the problem of taking a piece of meat, hot meat, and putting it into cold soup. And the question becomes, this Magen Avraham is machmir on it. And the question becomes, isn't this Irish Nivska Kiluach? And Irish Nivska Kiluach, the poskim, the Ramon among them, are makel. That's not considered to be a problem. How can the Magen Avraham say something and not inform us, Rabosai, that he's going against the Mefarish Ramon? That's not the style of the Magen Avraham. So the answer which we quoted is that depends on what's coming. What's dropping? Is the a solid coming in, or is the liquid coming in? If a solid coming in, which is holds its heat, at least while it's in the air, so then the Magen Avraham is machmir. And the svaras that are makel, that Ramon seems to be feirish against him, that's talking about a case of a liquid. Liquid which sort of is nispazer, just flows through the air and it starts spreading around in the air itself. There, Rabosai, we have a right to be more makel. So the Magen Avraham's chumrah, Rabosai, according to this, is not against any kulas which we had earlier. That's important distinction. And this comes really from Chazanish. And this has nothing to do with, we'll get to that, Dovagush. Dovagush defines if it lands in the bottom of the pot or an empty plate. That's the Marshal and others. While it's in the air, it's stronger than a liquid which is flying in the air. That's how the Magen Avraham can be defended, not to be against any Beferisha Dinim in the Ramah. Okay? Rabosai, a brief summary of Irish and Nivska Kiluach. Next, Tata Gava, we spoke about the very end of Shia 2 days ago, at the beginning of yesterday Shia, the issue of the two reasons given for Tata Gava, one that heat rises, and one that it's something we call Machbid. That's what how the expressions of the Issa Veheta, we explained, one, the first one will be sufficient before Shia Gemara. Can't argue. It just drips, there's no Machbid, there's no pressure really. Then that was going to work to make a bliya. But to be mafled with mavliya, both, that would require some pressure as well. So we associate the expression of pressure, which is machbid, with the Rashba, who's a different expression, not identical. His expression there is, you have to have something which is kavua b'makomo, something which is in its place. If it's in its place, it's more powerful than something which is moving. That's a very important yisod. In its place is more powerful than moving. And this is relevant in an interesting case. The two interesting things that the Rashba says which are related to it. Number one, we spoke about in the Shia yesterday, we'll come back to it in a second. If something starts on top and sinks to the bottom, so the Tosis may hold that once it sinks to the bottom, it now becomes the Tatum. Whereas the Rashba says no, because the liquid on the bottom is in its place, and that remains Tatum, even though physically the meat may sink to the bottom of it, number one. Number two, there that Rashba suggests that Tata Gava should apply even in the case of Maliach. No heat at all. It's just a question of one is, that's the part we're skipping. Maliach Kiroseach. But what if it's one on top of the other? So Ramos says, nothing doing. No Tata Gava, no heat. He goes with the heat sheet. And the Rashba, the Shitasa, that the primary idea is what's in its place, will apply Tata Gava even in a situation of Maliach where there's no heat whatsoever. Fine. Now, Rabosai. I just talking about Medrash. I want to review one more time. We speak about Cham L'toch Tzonon, Tzonon L'toch Cham, is Machlokos Rav and Shmuel. And the Chavos Das had his famous piece that's only if there's no Defanus Makaros or Defanus Machamamos, which win automatically, nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel. All that is fine. So the case of Tzonon L'toch Cham is easy. That's Irui. It's the whole discussion of yesterday. But it's not so easy to find the case of the other way around. Tzonon L'toch Cham, where do you find the case? Where's the case? So we had four cases yesterday. The initial two of the Chavos Das are Dava Gush, the Fiyar Marshal, and a ladle. The Megillah Sefer didn't like that because in the simple pshat in the Gemaras, we're not talking about such a case. So he came up with a very fascinating and beautiful Chiddush. At the Fanos Mechamemos is only if as a result of those Defanos, the item reaches Yatzoletispo. The Mefurisha Gemara in Shabbos, based on the Mishnah. You have a very hot piece of metal, You're allowed to put cold water in it to let it become lafshiran. What happened to the finest mechamimos being a disaster? No, that's only if it reaches yatsa lettuce. Well, they didn't reach yatsa lettuce. Well, so you had a case where we have you putting into something which is not yatsa lettuce. Well, and that's going to be the case of what? Excuse me. That's his case of tzon and letocham was no defines mechamimos because it's not yatsa lettuce. That was his case. I had the slippers case, I thought. My case was, it's tzli, off the fire, it's shpud, the Christ of carbon paste, if you took it off the fire, then no defines mechamimos, no defines makaros. That was my case. Oh. And linked to this, just to review one more time, was the question of, this was what moved the Megillah Sefer, how the Gemara has, which we have to start again, a chazara, a little bit, they brought a raya from Shmuel, the Rif quotes in the back, from Basar Latoch Cholof. Right? That's the second brisa. Basar Latoch Cholof. Let's again open it one more time, because it's an important point to the Chaz, even as 100 times. So let's just see again. That Rif was page for Kuf Chof Aleph, I think, on our print. If I'm not mistaken. I've been there a few times. I think it's Mem something in the old print. Mem Aleph. So the Gemara quoted two brises to prove that Shmuel is correct, and the Rif quotes both brises. What are the second brisa first? Tanya Idach, Basar Roseach, Shenavlo Tal Cholav Roseach, Mechain Tzonu Tal Cham, Osir, Chama Tal Tzonu, Mechain Tzonu Tal Tzonu, Mediach, and Mara amends it, in one case to be Cholav. So again, we're trying to find situations, Rabbi Osai, of, as soon as a riot to Shmuel, which is a riot to Shmuel? Is it the Reisha riot to Shmuel? Or is the Sefer riot to Shmuel? So I wanted to suggest to make my pshat work. He's working. Megillah Sefer is assuming that both Reisha and Sefer is a riot to Shmuel. So the only way he got out of that was to say his Chiddush. That's referring to a situation where it's not Yatza Lettuce, etc. But I wanted to suggest, I'm getting second to you for the third time, even in the Chazara, that the Raya that's brought Tanya Yidach, Rabbi Osai, to prove that Shmuel is correct, right? Don't have to be from both cases. Not necessarily. Not necessarily from both cases. Right? We have this. What do we have over here? We have Basar Roseach, Shnavel Toch, Cholav Roseach. That's obvious. V'chein Tzon L'Tocham Osur. Right? Tzon L'Tocham Osur. That's the case which we're wrestling with. No, I want to suggest. Tzon L'Tocham Osur is also the Choladeus. Not doing Rab, not doing Shmuel. It's the Fanus Mechamamos. Because we have no case. I have no case, simply speaking, of a situation of Tzon L'Tocham without the Fanus Mechamamos. I do not really have much of a case. I assume it's Klirishin, etc. But the Raya for Kerzim in the Sefer of Cham L'Toch Tzonin, that's the Raya that's only Mediach or even Kolev. That's the Raya that Shmuel is right and Rav is wrong. And I had a bit of a Raya from the Ran. Cham L'Toch Tzonin Mediach Mishum L'Tato Agola. That's the Raya. They didn't say Tzon L'Tocham. That's not going to be right. That's called a deus. That was just my Nakuda that we mentioned yesterday. I was just repeating it for the umpteenth time. It's important to keep chazering over and over and over again. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai. We had just a review again, because Rabbi Kivega, we love this brilliance. Just read one more time. The question was, what's this piling on? Why did they have two separate brises to teach you that Shmuel is right? One brise would suffice. So the famous Torah to the Rabbein Natan is, quoting the Tosfos I am above, and the second brisa tells you, as it says, it's talking about liquids as opposed to solids. The first brisa can be talking about two solids, doesn't say what. But the second brisa is talking about milk. Milk is a liquid. So the chiddush over here is that Cham L'Toch Tzonin Ademekele Bolak Klipa Mili Boy, it means kolif. Kolif what? Kolif the basa, but not the cholif. The chiddush of the second brisa is that there's no need for klipa in cholif because you can't do it physically. And you don't need 60 times its volume either. That's the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. Kivega says we could have thought there are two other chiddushim that the second brisa has, which the first brisa does not have. One is that we have these the certain chumras over here, even with respect to basa b'cholav. You might have thought that basa b'cholav is different. Basa b'cholav is derech bishul asr Torah. It's not derech bishul, and therefore we have certain leniencies. So that's what's telling you that certain stringencies apply by Basar V'Cholav, which you would not know from the first Brisa, because the first Brisa, Rabbi Osai, is talking about solids, and it's talking about Isurim, Nevela, Trefa, right? So there's no Derech Bishul Asr Torah. That's Chiddush number one, which the second brayse could have over and above Tosas is chiddush, namely that these chumas apply to basar b'chalav, even though it's not derech bishul. And chiddush number two, we just mentioned a minute ago, is that here it's talking about salad going into a liquid. You might have thought that once the salad hits the bottom of the liquid, that maybe things in this hapcho ayotzeris, that now that the what was on top, olim hofach ani roa, the more has a psachim, al yomim lamata v'tachton lamala, upside down. So you might have thought that that was the case, and maybe toast may hold away inside it, back inside Yivav. Kamashma not. So Rabbi Kivegas is commenting that Rabbi Natam, whole chiddush of being mekel as opposed to the riva. You don't need a klipa or shishim kenegdo. What you're talking about milk is based on his kasha, who needs the second brisa. Our Rabbi Kivegas have two other reasons why I need the second brisa. One, to teach you that there's a chumra for even to basa b'chol, where there's no derech mishlas with Torah. And two, to teach you that if A sinks into B, as up on the bottom, we still consider to be the A, the Elah, and B, the Tato. Fine. All this is very, very nice. Now, Rabbosai, after saying all these things, we're going to just review what we said at the end of the shiur yesterday about Isur Dovok in our introduction to Chanan. Because someone asked me about Beis Medrash today, I want to make it a little bit more clear. So it all started with the Hagos Ashri, Rabbosai, just to show you for a minute, we can't chas everything so many times. Hagos Ashri is not explicit. Hagos Ashri, in the 7th parak of Masechta Chulin, in Simen Chav Dalet, has the following statement. It sounds pretty clear from him. He's the one who used the word Dovuk for the first time. In my edition, it's page Kuf Mem Zayin, on the right column, the first wide line, where he says as follows. The last narrow line, we'll start from there. V'chein adin b'koved advuka b'chaticha imein shishim b'chaticha levatel ha-koved tzorok shishim b'kol ha-chaticha. This is what's called davuk. We use the word davuk, right? Hadvuka, davuk. As opposed to it's not davuk. And where's it coming from? It's coming from the Mishnah of Yerach and its Bashal Begir HaNosha, where also the concept of davuk applies. As the Chavis Das points out, these seem to be organically connected items, and they only apply in this way, and the presumed the reason is, he's basically on the Sukkah of Tifas Cholov later, that there's greater or earlier concentration of the Easter into this Chaticha, which is Davuk, and you need 16, and you can't just count the whole pot to be Mavatlet. It doesn't work that way. If it's going in here first, it's stronger. And therefore you require it, but it's only if it's organically connected. There's no basis for it otherwise, as the Chavis Das says. This is his Lumdish version of Isur Dovuk. The Taz had a totally Balabatish version of Isur Dovuk. What's he afraid about? The two are going to go above the waterline, and those two alone go above the waterline, then they're going to be mavliya into one another, and they don't have the rest of the pot to help out. That's a din derabbanan. According to the Taz, it would not apply to Isuri derabbanan, because Sveka derabbanan lekula. It's only a sub that maybe went over the waterline. On the other hand, according to the Taz, it need not be organically connected. But according to the original pshat of the Chavis Das, based upon the Hagos Ashri, it requires an organic connection. But at the same time, or suffik we go lechumra, it's not based on some kind of chashash. Those are the two pshat that we spoke about. I just wanted to show you two one more time inside. Fine. Now, once we hear that Hagos Ashri, let's take a look at he explains pshat a little bit later on the din of Tipas Cholov, the famous Mishnah Kuf Ches Amanal, the world famous Mishnah Tipas Cholov Shenafla Ala Chaticha. So we are worried about, you know, it's gonna ask of various things. It's a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, and the question becomes, Rabbosai, how do you understand the Mishnah? It's just unpushed, but how do you understand the Mishnah? So we've shown him a tumbling about how you understand the Mishnah. It's very important to see how they interpret it. We'll try to analyze it a little bit briefly, not that much being, but a little bit to understand what the Mishnah is telling us and how we have to proceed. Now, here we have Rabbosai in the Hagos Ashri, the same piece. He says as follows, right afterwards, it's the second wide line. Uvenir v'kisa pirish Rashi sheminayar abosu m'shachshir b'kedera, and v'kisa he covered the pot of the top of the pot. Very interesting pshat. The Ri says no, kisa chaticha mimei harotev And it goes into the rotev. So this is a machlokes what the word near v'kisa means. We suggested, based on others, that this seemingly innocuous dispute, how you translate near v'kisa. What's the difference? This way, this way, the other. No, this is critical to understand whether the chatichas is in the, that we're discussing is completely out of the water, or is halfway in and halfway out. Let's review it one more time. According to the Ri, it's totally out of the water, and therefore near v'kisa means you submerge it into the water. Perhaps even halfway into the water will suffice, because once it's halfway in, it's considered to be totally in according to the Ri. So the Ri who understands that it's referring to a case where it's above the water, so it makes sense that near v'kisa means bring it below the water. Fine, but Rashi, who didn't learn that way, Rashi didn't say it means you're submerging it into the water. That's not pshat, because Rashi presumably learns it already is halfway in the water. That's what the Mishnah is discussing. It's halfway in the water, and in that kind of a situation, it's not considered to be totally in the water. But if you either agitate it or you cover it, and some steam goes up and down, then it's going to work. That if it was halfway in, it's considered now as if it would be all the way in. That's how the two questions of whether it's half in or all the way out, and how you have to translate the words near v'kisa, are related to each other in the Hagos Ashri, when he's quoting Rashi and quoting the Ri. That's point number one. Point number two is, Rabbi Osai, you have to understand that the Mishnah, it's important to know exactly what does the Mishnah mean, just what the words mean. Again, this is translation of the words. Tipas Cholav Shanaf Lala Chaticha Im Yeshe Benosan Tam Ba'osa Chaticha Asur. Never said what's Asur. Never said what's us. What is us? How much is us? What is us? What does it mean? So the three possibilities are both said. What does us mean? The Rana, the whole Arichas. He prefers the whole Kedera is us. The whole Kedera is us. Why? Because the Chaticha itself is not 60 times the milk. And even though the Chaticha may not get into the rest of the Kedera, but this is the famous Ran that she tells it holds doesn't hold from Einan Nesar, especially by Basel B'cholov. So it's going to ask the entire thing. He attributes that pshat to Rashi. It's clear in Tosis is only asking the, it's asking only the chaticha which is above the water. That's Tosis sheet. Fine, but within Rashi sheet that it's half in and half out. What's it in? According to the Ran, it asks the entire kedera. According to the two other pshatim Rabosai we saw, one is that it answers the other extreme. Only the piece of what's called the gag. That's what Rashi gave an impression earlier. The gag, it means the part of the chaticha which is above the water. That and only that would be prohibited. And the third possibility, which is that Rabosai, chaticha, even the part under the water is prohibited, but the remainder is not prohibited. That's the opinion of the Mordechai and the Tur, again with the Shitas Rashi. So again, what does Osa call it? It says, Osa, what does Osa mean? So according to the Ri, it's clear what Asa means. Asa means the entire chaticha, which is above the water. According to Rashi, it's half in, half out. We saw three pshatim. Asa means the entire kedera, the Ran. Or Asa means either the chaticha only above the water level, or that one chaticha only, which is what the Mordechai and the Tur suggests. So this is just a push-up shot in the actual words. Okay. Then we have to go again, to go back to what we this Chazer the Chazara, the Ran's famous shita, when it comes to chaticha nasa nevela and ena nasa. So that's the chazer again briefly. The Ran is a very, you have to like the Ran. He has a consistent opinion. He says it throughout from beginning to the end. This is my opinion, and everyone else is wrong. The first, the Ran, Rabbi Osai, quotes enough from the Yerushalmi, which he thinks means that chaticha nasa nevela applies to Shari Surah. Aitza machloik is there. So he says the Rebbe is a shitosh, efsel sokhto wasser. That's what he says. I guess that the Rabbeinu Ephraim have to say, well, either we would pass the Babis against the Rishalmi, or the Machloikas in the Rishalmi, we don't pass them like Rabbi's opinion, whatever it may be. I'm not sure exactly sure who speaks about that, how Rabbeinu Ephraim contends with the Rishalmi. Like, he gave you two possibilities. Fine. So he says, okay, that's step number one. Step number two is the Ran's Kiddush, that Hanan Bishari Surim is the Rabbonon, Agzeira Otu Basa B'Cholof. Remember, Shita Chanan is the Raisa B'Sharisum is a Shita's Yochid. Some attribute to the Tosfos at the end of Kufa B'Beis, and that long Tosfos, because they talk about Geula Midyan. Others say, no, all that means there is that had the Torah been matir with Chazal Kud Nevasir, it couldn't Nevasir, it wouldn't Nevasir, fine. But we're assuming from the moment the Rabbanan, Otu, he says, Otu Basa B'Cholof. And on this basis, there's a whole bunch of coolers. He says like this. Number one, like this. Since he assumes it's a davar pashut, when it comes, we just mentioned before, when it comes to basa b'cholov, it's intrinsic iser, and therefore ein anesa doesn't apply. It's davar pashut by the Ram, that if I have milk getting into meat, and the milk stays in chaticha A, but the meat juice goes from B to C, C is from A, from, when I say A, milk gets into A, and now the meat juice goes from B, A to B, leaving the milk behind, osim and daraisa, it doesn't talk about according to the Ram. Because it became a cheshtikol nisur, not even a question about that, as far as Basar B'cholov, in his opinion. What's the real truth? the Shach agrees with him by Basar B'cholov, and the Taz disagrees. And most posts happen to follow the Taz. But put that aside. So the Ran says it applies to Shari Surim, that, excuse me, to Basar B'cholov, that for sure it's going to be us, even though the Easter doesn't go in, the original Easter. And since Chanan and Shari Surim is simply a replica on the level of the Rabbanon, of Basar B'cholov, therefore, Ein Aneser Yochel Eser, and the Malkus Shachas Isas Yochel Leilachshem is absolutely incorrect, absolutely wrong. I have a toast with a whole peck rise to it. All the rise he knocks out. How does he knock him out? One fatal swoop. All the rise were cases of salting and roasting, etc. None of this is Basar B'cholov the rise. That's what we mentioned around the first day of the year, way back in August. We mentioned this round. The first day, this Ran is what says that there's no basar b'cholov d'oraisa unless it's bishul with liquid, not sleep. So therefore, there's no basar b'cholov d'oraisa, so there's no need to make a chumrah when it comes to shari surin, and therefore we have a right to be lenient. But in and that's why we say we can be makel over there when it comes to tzliya and it comes to malicha. But if it would come to a real case of bishul b'shari surin, we would reject the Svar Ein Anesa. We should reject it, because it's not true in Basar B'cholov, and Shari Surim is also Basar B'cholov, so therefore we should absolutely reject it, we shouldn't accept it at all. This is Shitas HaRan. According to the Ran, what's the halacha with respect to Lach B'Lach as a constant litmus test? So the Pashut Pshat in the Ran, I have no time to read the whole Ran right now, is that Lach B'Lach, if it's hot, when it could be Basar B'cholov would be Daraisa, if you eat milk with meat soup would be Daraisa, presumably. So therefore, you would say Chanan by Lach Balach when it's hot, when it comes to Shari Surin. That's Pashut. It's cold, not Derech Bishul. This is Shita Saran in brief. Any questions? Any questions so far? Good. So this was a brief Chazara of what we've been saying the last couple of days. Now we're going into some stuff which is a little Chazara, but a little bit new. As well, we had two other shitas, fundamental shitas, maybe even three, to the Chanan b'Shari Surin. Let's just review them briefly. Our favorite shita, which I think only Paschal night, is we attribute to the Ravid based upon a Rashba on a Prima Godim. That's our favorite shita. The Ran quotes it, B'Shem Achem, and rejects it, but we like it. What is that? Chanan b'Shari Surin is based on a Lomdisha Tarta Disaster. Can't have a Tarta D'Sasra in Lomdus. The fundamental assumption is that the Rashba is correct. Ein Agola B'Yochlin. Ein Agola B'Yochlin. The original piece can remain also till Mashiach comes. No matter what you squeeze out, that piece remains also forever. A. B. It in Lomdus, since that item remains also forever, it's appropriate that we require 60 times its full volume to be mevatlit. Otherwise, it looks like a Tarta D'Sasra. That phrase comes from the pre-Megodin. This is the essence of Chaticha Nas and Veiler of Osai B'Shari Surin, according to the opinion which we call the Ravid, based on the Rashba and the Prima Godin. That's a beautiful Shita. Has nothing to do with Basar B'cholov. That's why there were Tainas against the Prima Godin with certain leniencies based on the Shita's Iran. We don't pass like the Iran. We pass in Ein Anesa. The Iran didn't like hold Ein Anesa. We can't accept the Iran. Fine. That's our favorite Shita. I think most posts can hold Alokha Lamais, whether they articulate it or not. The two other Shitas. One is Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. Lezer Mimitz is in Tosfos. It sounds like it's a halacha l'moshe miSinai. Chaticha v'lo chatzi chaticha. Psa, 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 psa. Ain't there's a tab. But they didn't quote the original. It's not fair. If you look on the Yosefi Ram, which we had on the screen, I don't have time to go into it again right now. He's a whole love d'shavur. I call it a balabat d'shavur, not a love d'shavur. But a whole consistent opinion, which Tosis gave short shrift to. It's chaval. The Ram is saying, balabatim are going to make a mistake. Balabatim are going to say, listen, if this item is prohibited, and nonetheless you don't require 60 times its volume, I'll never require 60 times the volume of a piece of chazer, a pork. So to solve that potential problem of balabatim, since this item is de facto prohibited, we are required to say it requires 60 times its value in order to become bottle. But even balabatim, who make mistakes, have some seichel, and they're not going to think if it's only a sliver, a mixes chaticha, that it is, you know, comparable to a piece of pork, because pork is an organic unit, and therefore, if it's a mixes chaticha, we don't say chanan b'shari surim. B'shari surim, it's only a gzeira midirabbanon, because people are going to make mix up, and they're not going to mix it up in this kind of a case. Tosfos, again, consistent with his, seems to be oblivious with the original source of the Urayim, it just sounds like an oracle. Mixes chaticha quotes this svar when it comes to Basa B'cholav, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They must have got some flimsy report of what the Urayim said, and then Rabbi Lezer Mimitz said, and they bashed him twice. I mean, they bashed him once by saying it's a tam, and then they implicitly bashed him by applying it to Basa B'cholav, which we would not understand why, some kind of a, who knows what, flim-flam, it was voodoo, we don't know where it comes from. But if you look at the original source, he never said it by Basa B'cholav. Oh. And then, Rabbi Osai, we have this Mordechai, we're not sure exactly what he holds. The Mordechai talks about a chaticha in contrast to a double lach. Of course, the question becomes, what exactly did the Mordechai mean? Is the Mordechai a new shita? Is the Mordechai the same as the shitas we've spoken about until now? That's a little bit tricky to try to analyze it. Is it or isn't it an independent shita? The way to handle that is to see, is there any nafkamina between what the, I don't mind, it's okay, a little music is good. Musical interlude, I'm about to say musical interlude. Okay, it's off now? Good, it's okay. Not mock, but just from now on, we should try to have these things off, because it sometimes disturbs people's mind continuity. But we're a little bit better than that, I hope. So we'll just go a little bit further. Excuse me. So we're talking about this Mordechai. So the Mordechai is quoted by the Shach. Take a look over here. In Simon, we saw it yesterday. We'll see it again. Simon, Tzadik, Beis, Sifkotin, Yud, Dalet. Yud, Dalet. Take a look a little bit. Okay. Look inside, if you don't mind. Simon, Tzadik, Beis, Sifkotin, Yud, Dalet. Yesh Omim, to Armina, the Mechaber says, Chadich Anas Nevelim, Nisarvi, Salach, Balach. We already pointed out the Ran sheet is going to be, you would say it if it's hot, not if it's cold. We have to now measure it against all these other sheets. Kloma, tafka shenesar b'yisalach b'et yovei shavina chaticha nas nevel mitam chashivus ki chatichas iser nikar umuvdalu nas nevel lach palach not. Who is he quoting from? This is comes from the Mordechai. He doesn't tell you. I think he says it's, he quotes it from a Marshal, but the Marshal is calling it straight. Oh, Rabbi Kivegas says, Kein Kotzav Mordechai Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin. And is it the same, Rabbo say, as the Rashba Shita? We call the Rashba, the Raiva, the Prima Gadim. No, says Rabbi Kivegas. Let's read it here one more time. Fizeh Afn Nisrasik Achaticha Menimocha Nikom Gam Tzorach Shishim Neged Kula Tekvonas Es Nevele B'Shas Abliya Dachoshev. He has Psanupsha Tzinev Chashivus Kipshuta. So chashivus is only exists once it got mixed in as a solid, and now it became totally liquefied. Aval arashba kosav atam to bechaticha came at shenisha biisura. So it'll be a tata that we call a tata the sasrip shat. So it's going to remain also forever. So you have to require 60 times its volume. Mashenkin belach da kol nivla. And when it comes to lach, Rabbo say it gets diffused. There's no piece. There's no original piece to asim. So there's no tata the sasrip. So no tata de sasre, so therefore there's no chanan malach palach, according to Shita, our favorite Shita of the Raivad Rashba Prima Gadim. Fine? So I call Mustav Levatel Yeh, Fizeh, v'chaticha sheni mocha gam kein dino kolach came in the hashtag kol nila. There's no more tata disaster. This is an important Rebbe Kiveg. So let's chazer again. We had three additional shitas to the Ran. They were the Rive of the Rashba Prima Gadams, you know, in one group. Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. And then we had the Mordechai. So Rebbe Lezer Mimitz, again, Tosfos makes it into just a psak with no reason. He rejects it. We have a much more explanation based upon people are going to make a mistake. People are going to make a mistake. Have to be more careful. This is what he says. They're not going to make a mistake when it comes to a mitzvah chaticha. And when it comes to lach malach, probably also won't make a mistake. That's my guess, according to the array. Fine. According to the Rashi, it would not apply to lach malach. Because why? Because there's no tata disaster. Even if it was started off solid and was liquefied, still, right, there's no tata disaster. But according to the Mordechai, it's his own independent view, it's an idea of chashivas. Once it got in, it became chashiv, the chaticha became chashiv. Even if it's liquefied, it remains prohibited. This is very important, Rabosai. We put the rod in its own category because that's such a unified theory about everything. And then we have these other three opinions. Again, our favorite opinion, we think, is the Rashba Ravid Prima Gadin. And then we had the Rav Elazar Mimitz, two versions, right? And then there's the Mordechai, which according to Rabbi Kiveg is along the lines of the Rashba with a very significant afkamina, as we just saw. Fine, Rabosai. Now we have to turn to some simple textual analysis. The Gemara of Kufam and Aleph, open the Gemara. So again, we started a little bit yesterday, but it's important to see inside. Kufam and Aleph. Says the Gemara, Chaticha shal nevela v'shal d'abtome eina asura ad shetita en tam berotu v'v'kipa u'v'chatichas. Uki rabba moral abadarish. No! Keiman shenos en tam v'chaticha, chaticha atmanasis nevela, Voseras kolatichos kol mei shein mina. Rabbi Yudashit, the mimimim lobot. Frektoisis. The imtoma. Lo moli shechaticha shal heta kiblo tam in anevelo. Afilo lo nos natam. Nami. Da bimino seras bekoshu. This is a kasha heard around the world. What do you need a tam for? Go to Rabbi Yudashit. So the simplest answer is given by the Ramban. Don't take it literally. Ramban says, when it says kevash nos natam, doesn't mean it. Trey Mashu Arminon. It said this in town because it's only two pieces. It's hard to imagine that two pieces, one is 60 times the other one. That's the Ramban. He made a whole thing, the whole thing doesn't exist. The whole deal doesn't exist. That's the Ramban, easy way out. Lohoyu Devorim Meolam. Okay. Rabbeinu Ephraim, who seems to be slugged up completely by this Gemara. Why? Because Gemara quotes the expression, Chaticha Nas and Nevela in the context of Shari Surim. Rabbeinu Ephraim, as we know, denies that. No! He uses this to prove his point. When he proves his point, in other words, he's saying, I'm just saying it out loud before I show you inside. Had Chanan been to be taken literally, then it should have been Asur, even if it was a Mashu. He takes Tosfos Kasha as a Raya that he's right. Can't be regular Chanan. Had it been regular Chanan, so A gives Mashu into B, and B gives Mashu into C, so that would be enough to Asur the whole thing. Because Chanan. So it's Rei Mashu Arminon. If you would say Chanan. The answer is, you don't say Chanan at all by Shari Surin. So what does the Gemara mean when it says the expression, Rabbi Osai, of Chaticha Atzmanas is Nevela? So Rabbi Ephraim again, just to see one more time in the text, Rabbi Osai, in the text of Tosfos. Very important to see, even briefly, in the text. Rabbi Ephraim, the third line of Tosfos. Hayom mitoch kach, from here. Tafilu ki nos abatam, ena het anas in Nevela, shit stop shishmu nega kol ha-chaticha. That's the famous Rebbeinu Ephraim. Hilchah l'Rav d'amahocha d'min b'mino lo batil. Shechaticha set the kibla tam in anavela. Then choshev yisak ilu hu be'en voseos kol chatichas b'mashu kohon to Rav Yudah. Avikilo nosna hanavela tam bo lo hoiso seos chatichas b'pnei shein mino shari ein sor levatel elo ha'isu levad. V'keim ashlo nosna tam b'chaticha havi isu keman d'lesei lohavi kilu be'en lost the chaticha rishona sheneta nasa iser lost the chatichas period. Only by possible chob is unique. Fine. What is he saying over here? On a simple level, what he's saying is that you don't apply the din of bin bimino that A asses B bimashu and B should asses C bimashu because the source of min bimino midorais is dama par bidama soir where they're both be'en. Then you say bimashu. But over here, A asked B with Mashu, all right. But when you want B to ask a C, B is not Isser. B is only has some a little bit of Isser mixed into it. That's all. Masha mixed in. Rabbi Ephraim didn't ask Hanan. So there was no way that B can ask a C. So Rabbi Ephraim turned the tables. We think it's an offering of Gemara against him. No, a riot to him from Tosis Kasha. Because if my opponent, Rabbi Natam, is right, then who in the world needs Nosson Tam? Just say Trey Masha Armina. It's Hanan. That's Rabbi Ephraim turns the tables. Rabbi Ephraim turns on Rabbi Natam. Gavala. He's just Rabbi Natam himself. Final man standing is Rabbi Natam. What will he do? He has to address this issue. He takes Hanan literally. So what's wrong? What's wrong with what do you need Nelson Tam for? Rabbi Natam in the second line. The Nehi the Higufa Mitzvah Bekoshu. And it's considered Mamish Hashtikul Nevela, Nafkamina. For two things. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered Mimbimina. And according to Rabbanan, in a similar case, it would require 60 times. Fine. Mikomakom. Lo Armina and Sheteosa Nevela, Lesa Kola Acheros, Kema Shi Atzma, Lo Nesra De Koshu. Rabbi Natam said it. Who? Rabbi Natam is the God of Ador. Who would argue with him? What do I mean? You have to understand what he's saying. What? How? Where? What? What's going on? What's Rabbi Natam talking about? Well, based on what did he say it? Based on what did he say it? So, on a simple level, it's Ein HaNeser, which means if A is puts a mashu into B, none of it was going to go into C. Ein HaNeser, simple level, that doesn't go out. It doesn't go out at all. That's how we can explain it. It's only a mashu coming in, then nothing goes out. If Nisina's Tam comes in, then something goes out. A more sophisticated way to say it is, well, maybe a mashu, something will go out, but that something is so shvach that it doesn't have the power that the mashu that goes out of B into C from A is too weak to achieve the concept of Hanan b'shari sur. That's a possibility. Again, the Rashba's lashon sounds a little bit like that. The shach has its own wild shot, but kochach ha'meurvo mibimino mibishenam mino. See, therefore, it says that this kula of trei mashu lor mina rabbeinu tam would not apply to chametz b'pesach, because chametz b'pesach is also the mina and the shenam mino. It only applies over here in the sukkah sekhavah called Rabbi Yehuda, and in other areas which may hold that way, double shesh lamatir and things of this nature. Which prohibit only b'mina shel shalom b'mina, then the trei mashu kula applies. Wouldn't apply b'mishena b'mina. He says all the gedolim paskim like him, but most possible say the Taz is right. That's simply not true. The shach's pshat is a little bit hard to understand. So we favor the Taz's pshat within the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. We should in analyzing this just to be. Look a little bit more, Rabosai, and see what the poskim say about this. Is how does it affect lach balach? Will the kula of trei mashu apply to lach balach? Of course, it's important. Quote Rabbeinu Ephraim and quote Rabbeinu Tam. It all starts, Rabosai, on the last two lines of the Tosis. Again, we saw this yesterday. See it again. Kufa Manal, the last two lines. Ein Riley Rabbeinu Ephraim from a case of Yai Nesach, the last. That first is Yavish B'Yavish. And Mechumetz, Rebbe say, even though some say it's Yavish B'Yavish, they don't quote it over here. It means it's not considered Derech Bishul. I'm not going into that right now. The Rad talks about it at some length. We saw four Pshatim, where Eina Mechametz is not an issue of, is not a riot to the Rabbeinu Ephraim. I mean, one Pshat is Rabbeinu Ephraim's Pshat. Then we saw a Pshat, it's not Derech Bishul, that's for Torah. And it's sharp, it's not flavorful. I'm not going into that right now. Just reminding you, since we quote half a Mishnah in Trumas, then they quote the second half. It's fine. But our main point is Yai Nesel Shnufel Labor. It goes over to Amud Beis. Ikal Leman the Amar Filu Nufel Shem Kitten Shemayim LeBesof Rowan Heter Kila Eino Shemayim Rabban Umuvatn also. For Lorminen She Yai Natsmo Shel Heter Nasi Yisrael Choshem Kila Hu Yai Nesel Mitzap When Amayim Kila Vatal Kol Yai. A Mefurish Araya to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now, so those who say you don't apply Chanan b'davar lach, poof, no raya, it's davar lach. Davar lach. Everybody agrees they don't say Chanan by davar lach. Tosa says no. Miyesh lomar, Tosa marikon shelo hoya shom yayin nesach de'elit en tam b'shal heter. V'lo nesar elay de'kol shud. How will Rabbeinu Tam defend himself. Again, either you want to apply it to lach balach, or Rabbeinu Tam will say trei mashu lo armina. We said it before, trei mashu lo armina, trei mashu lo armina. Oh, here's a big question. If you learn pshat that trei mashu lo armina is because the original A mashu went into B will not get from B into C, then the question would be, would that apply over here to liquids? Liquids diffuse uniformly. So the chara, that svara, would not apply. That svara would not apply. Oh. So the prima gadim said, you're right, the svara does not apply, and Tosa didn't say it. Someone jumps, Tosa didn't say it. Tosa did say it, we just read it. Tosa just said the svara. So isn't this a raya brura against the mahalach of the prima gadim? That trei mashal armina, because it doesn't go out of whatever came from A to B, never gets out of solid B into C, right? And therefore, it cannot apply to liquids, and the prima gadim said it doesn't apply to liquids, and Tos didn't say about liquids, Tos just said about liquids. Everyone jumps in the prima gadim, but Torah and Golos on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Shalom. My answer was, Tos did say it, but he didn't say it. When he did say it, but he didn't say it, he said it at the stage, but he takes it back. Read a little bit further. Miri Shlomar, the last one on the top, to also marry Kigon Shalohoya Shem Yai Nesach Kilitan Tam Bishalheta Shemabor, that's Trey Mashu Lo Armina. He said it over there. But then he says, wait a minute. Afal Gav Lo Domi Lilielo Armina Neladin Shalotester Hacheros. Aval He Atzman Estra Bemashu. Yeah, I'd say it's forever. Also, Efshal Sof Tawasa. So we can say, so then the question is, what do you call overkill? The Raya is too good to be true. How can the Gemara say in Avodah Zarah what it says is that it didn't be matter the original thing? And we, in our parlance, we're not matter the original thing. We're only matter what? The second thing. The original thing is, it remains also forever. So Tosa says, you know what? You'd have to say bite the bullet and say that Gemara in Avodah goes among the Omar, Efshel Sokhto is mutter. He's matter a chaticha too. Tosa is making the distinction between chaticha and liquids. Yeah. Tosis is saying over here that they, what we said earlier is if you hold Efshel Sokhto Mutter, very nice. Because we passed Efshel Sokhto Aser, Tosis never really said what he said. He said it only on the day we don't pass the night. That's how I'm defending what the Prima Gadim said in this context. It's very important to understand, Tosis says to go over it a few times, see what they said, what they meant, what they accept, what's the Maskana, what's not the Maskana, etc. This is again a very, very important and the Kud over here. Very, very important to see what this means, and so that we defended the prima gadim, Rabbi Osai. We defended the prima gadim. We should try to defend it. You know, how can it be against the Beferish HaTorah that he himself is quoting? Hard to accept that, Rabbi Osai. Very hard to defend that. We can't even imagine it. So you had to defend him. This is how we defended him, Rabbi Osai. Okay, fine. Now, having gone through this important nekuda, defending our gedolim, we have to try to defend them as much as we possibly can. Always have to try to defend them, even though we think that we have to try to defend them. Yeah. Let us now turn our attention to the following nekuda, another important nekuda. Listen very carefully. Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. You take a piece, which is usur, squeeze out the isur. Or if it's meat, squeeze out the milk. What's it then? So the Rashbam is the one who created the new concept, which we call ein hagola biochud. That phrase, I believe, is found in the Prima Gadim, or maybe earlier sources. Ein hagola biochud, which is used by some people colloquially to say Efshel Sokhto Aser. That's not what it really means. It's important to understand that. There are two versions of the Rashba. He wrote a long sefer and a short sefer, Torah Sabayas Aruch, for Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. And he said two different things. In one place he says, come on, Ein Agola B'Yochun means that you can't, most of the stuff is going to stay inside. So of course it's going to be awesome. How can it possibly be mutter? You can taste the treif. There's no way it can be possibly mutter. That's what he says in Torah Sabayas Aruch. In Torah Sabayas HaKotzer, he says, you know what? Even if you can do a good job, squeeze, and more squeeze, and get rid of almost all the the original Isser and not Chaticha, something will remain. It's Lo Niflet Megamer. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Kuvav. He quotes the Torah of Bayis HaKotzer. They say that the Torah didn't even have a Torah of Bayis HaOruch, only had the Kotzer. And the Mechaba, they certainly did have it for sure, but he's very often partial to the phraseology of the Kotzer because the Torah quoted him. He didn't have the Aruch. So it's amazing that the Rashba said two somewhat contradictory things with maybe the same result, mostly, that a lot is going to remain inside or a little will remain inside. But even if a little remains inside, it's going to be usher, even though it didn't start off as being usher, but it ends up being usher. I mean, even if it would only have started off as a little bit, it would have been mutter, but it started off as a lot, and when reduced to a little bit, from 2% down to 1%, it remains usher. It remains usher, according to the Rashba, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in Simen Kuvav Sif Aleph. And the discussion when it comes to milk, if you squeeze all the milk out of the meat, so that's another issue. Many poskim say that's going to be usher, even if you squeeze everything out. In theory, it would remain usher, which efshel sof to usher means if you get everything out, it might still be usher. If you got most of it out, almost all of it out, would it be usher midarabanan midaraisa? So some say it's usher midaraisa. How do you understand this? Rabbi says at less than 1% milk in a piece of meat. How can it be usher midaraisa? Rabbeinu shel olam. How do you explain this? It's butel b'meya. What? History? You take a history class here? Right now it's less than 1%. On a level of Rabbanim, I understand history. It was usher, remains usher. On the level of daraisa, how can it possibly be usher midaraisa? Suggestion was made that it's really in the Prima Gaudam a little bit, that, and this goes back to our favorite Rush that we spend a lot of time finding, the Rush of Hilchas Klaim Begodim, printed in Nida, not the regular Klaim, if you recall. There's no din of Bitl Beheter Beheter. It talks about Klaim, it talks about Basa Becholov. So there's no din of Bitl Beheter Becholov, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why is it? I'm a Furshe Gemara. Tipas Cholov. If it doesn't not us in time, it's mutter. Why? It's not in a bittel. Answer is four words. What are the four words? Who remembers? Derech Bishul Asra Torah. Ah, but once Derech Bishul Asra Torah, it remains usim in the raisa forever and ever, because it was started over Derech Bishul Asra Torah. And right now, don't tell me bittel. There is no bittel when it comes to cholav and bas. It's a beautiful svara. It suggests why it can be possible isa the raisa. You know, right now it's less than 1% of milk in the meat. Very beautiful syrup, which is again traced to the Prima God. Oh, and what'll happen, Rabosai, if you have a Bosa Becholov case? You have Bosa, Rabosai, Bosa which absorbed Cholov, and now the Bosa piece A, and now the Bosa of A goes into B, but not the Cholov. Cholov remains behind. What's the din? So the Ran already said the Ran is that doesn't believe in Enanessa, not in the Basa B'cholov, and not in Shari Sturim. The Ran screams and yells, it's awesome for sure, 100%, 1000%, absolutely awesome. That's the Ran sheet. But what about the Halacha? What about the Halacha in this case, Rabosa? How do we pass it? You have to take a look just very briefly, in Simon Kufhei. Yes, sir. Siv Zayin. What's the question? Yeah. I have milk, which was absorbed into a piece of meat. Now this meat A bumps into a piece of meat B, and the meat juice of A is going into B, but the milk stays behind. We have a case, the milk stayed behind. What do we say in that kind of a case? Take a look if you want. Simon Kuf Hey, Sif Zion. Okay. Hold the Chaticha Isus, Chaticha Isi Oseus Chaver to Midnigi Yasa. Dafkuk she isura machmas atzma to go in the veiler, Rabosai. O basa b'cholov. Simply, if you read this very simply, basa b'cholov is like the veiler, and it's going to ask it for sure. Avalim ein bo isura l'masha bola mimokom acher, ein o seres acheres hanogas bo, afilu im nitzu yachat. Why? We know the reason why. Ein anes yochel leser. So it sounds over here, Abba Osai, on a simple level, that applies to only Shari Surim. It would not apply to Basa B'chol, because Basa B'chol is treated like Nevela in the first line. That's what the Shach says. So the Shach, even though he accepts Inanesim B'Shari Surim, says, no, Basa B'chol is different. It's an intrinsic prohibition. The Taz disagrees. Taz disagrees. Hikshar Hashal, you'd give him. So what's going on over here? What's pshat? And the rise from tipas cholov. So clearly we paskim that the little milk got into the meat, and the milk that milk got into the meat didn't go past that piece of meat. Doesn't answer the rest. That's the mashal's kash. So the Torah seems to be imprecise. Imlo says the Taz, Shenefarish Mashakosov Khan, but Basa Bakalov doesn't mean a piece of Basa Bakalov bumped to another piece. No. Haina Basa Kham Shenoga Bigvina Shazakhoshiv Isamach Masatso, end quote of the Marshal. Ooh, a brilliant pshat, which the many postums think is the correct pshat, based upon according to all the sources. So let's chazer again. We have a Shach. The Shach of the Ein Ines is true, with the exception of Basa B'cholov. And he bases it on, I can't blame him. So Shulchan Aruch says Kipshuto. He's Atzuk on the veil of Basa B'cholov. Even though nothing goes out, it's Asir anyway. But the Taz rereads the Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, it's against the Mefurash Sugya of Tipas Cholov. You have to reread the Shulchan Aruch to maintain that Basa B'cholov means that meat is touching cheese. Then, of course, an explosion. Of course, it's gonna answer. But if it would just be a piece of a pre-confirmed basa b'chalav which touched another piece of meat, then in fact we would apply the principle of Ein Nesar even to basa b'chalav. Okay, Rabosai, this is a very, very important piece of information which we just alluded to a little bit yesterday and didn't really go into it. So now we come to things which are new, which we haven't even spoken about before. I mean, we spoke about it long before. We just maybe breathe the question, just breathe yesterday, which is, why is it in two sugyas, Rabbi Osai, Kuf and Kuf Ches? On Kuf Ches is a long arichas, Efshel Sof Tavos, Efshel Sof Tamuta, back and forth a million times. On Av Kuf, not a single solitary word. The word isn't mentioned. Efshel Sof Tavos is not mentioned at all in the sugya, Rabbi Osai, on Daf Kuf. It's just not found. It's just not found. Not there. No, if it's not there, Rabbi Osai, you have to understand, why is it not there? So Rabbi Osai, there are really four answers to this question, the Gedolei Rishon. Four answers. The Ran answers, and this we mentioned briefly yesterday, that Chaticha Nas and Nevela, which is almost synonymous, we saw yesterday, almost synonymous, with Efshel Sof Tavos, has as its root, Rabbi Osai, Basa B'chol. That's where it starts, Basa B'chol. Shari Suri Rabos is on Exerde Rabbanon Otu Basa B'chalav. So it makes perfect sense to analyze with the Efshel Sof to Osir Mutter in its original place of Basa B'chalav, which is in Daraisa. What the din will be when it comes to Shari Suri will depend upon our decision by Basa B'chalav. If it's Osir Basa B'chalav, Osir Shari Suri, and Mutter is Mutter. That's why we don't have to mention it on Daf Kuf. That's the Ran's answer. The Rabbeinu Ephraim has his classical answer. Hey, we know that Efshel Sof Tavos is real Chanan. The word Chanan and Kuf is a borrowed term. It doesn't really mean Chanan. It's only called Rabbi Yehuda, and Mimino, is it considered Mino or not? There's no way you can mention Efshel Sof Tavos or Rabosai on Dav Kuf, because it only applies to Basa B'chalav. The only place it's found in Shas, Dav Kuf Ches, and Basa B'chalav. There's the pilpul about it. But here, when it comes to Shari Surim, you would never even think of it. This is the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Everyone with me so far? Oh. Those are two smooth and beautiful and really magnificent answers to this question. If you look in the Berak Habayis and the Torah Habayis, you find quite a discussion of this matter. So let's start with the Ra'ah. He's always a contrarian. You gotta love the Ra'ah. We've been saying until now, straight through the Shir, that clearly Chanan Eshel Sokhto Aser, Rabosai, is something which is its origin is Basel B'chalof. It's a Machlokas, Rabbein Ephraim, versus the Rabbein Tam, does it extend to Shari Surim, or does it not extend to Shari Surim? So that's legitimate. The Ra'ah, the contrarian, says, nope. I want to say that Shari Surim is worse. Shari Surim Abosai is worse. How in the world can Shari Surim be worse? It's very simple, says the Ra'ah. Shari Surim is worse because you start off with a real Isser. A real Isser. Basa B'chalav, you start off with two things which are heter. If you started with two things which are heter, Abosai, it's Basa B'chalav, you might say that, listen carefully, it's Chozo the Hetero. Go back to the Chazaka de Meikara. The Cholav was Mutter, the Basa was Mutter. Now I separate them out, they go back to Hetero. So you require a whole Suga Nafkuvches, with a whole dispute about it, with the conclusion being, Efshel Sokhto Osir. But when it comes to Shari Surim, it says the contrary in the Ra'ah, where we start off with a piece of Isser, no way in the world, it's not even a Havamina, that the original piece is going to become Mutter. That the piece that absorbed will become Mutter. No, because it started off as an absolute Isser. So therefore, there was no need, Rabosai, to discuss Efshel Sokhto Osir or Mutter. Which the Ra'ah explains to mean, could be rational to say, does the original piece become mutter? What we call it in our language, Ein Hagolah Be'ochlin, or Yesh Hagolah Be'ochlin, according to the Ra'ah, that's the issue of Efshel Sokhto is Osir, Ein Hagolah Be'ochlin, Efshel Sokhto Mutter is Yesh Hagolah Be'ochlin. Says the Ra'ah, that's a fight when it comes to Basa B'cholah. When it comes to Shari Surim, it's soon going to remain Osir forever because it's thought of as an Issa. Oh, contrarian pshat. You gotta love the Ra'ah. Totally different pshat. Different than everybody else learns. But that's the Ra'ah. That's the Ra'ah. Oh. The Rashba, obviously the other way around. The Ramban says something very similar. It's no. Efshel Sokhto only applies to Basa B'chalof. Only applies to Basa B'chalof. What is Pshat Efshel Sokhto Osir Mutter? Efshel doesn't say E Efshel Sokhto is Osir. No. Even though Efshel Sokhto, it's Osir anyway. It's Osir anyway. Lemaskona, Efshel Sokhto Osir and Chatichanas and Avela is really the same thing. It's really the same thing. Again. So the Rashba is saying that fundamentally, Efshel Sokhto Osir is a Basa B'chalof concept. A Basa B'chalof concept. Oh. Yeah. But again, and one more thing. We mentioned this before again. According to the Rashba, even if Efshel Sokhto Mutter, all it means is, theoretically, that it's not an independent Isser. But the original piece is going to remain us because Ein Hagolah Be'ochlin. I guess against fighting against the Ra'ah, and the suggests that Efshel Sokhto was found only by again by Basa B'chalof, and Daf Kuf Ches, not on Daf Kuf, because the whole concept is only originally by Basa B'chalof, which is again along the line to the Rabbeinu Ephraim with a little bit of a twist. Perhaps I'll get to it a little bit later on. I want to cover some more ground in the remaining time. This year, so we can have plenty of time to even chazar this chazar with next year, and then to finish with enough time, even talk about Parsha Shavu a little bit. I owe you a little bit. We'll try. We'll do the best we can. Fine. So this, therefore, Rabosai, is a critical synopsis of Chanan, the main items. There's one more significant item left in our sugya proper in the Gemara itself before we. Go to one more thing I want to talk about this in the morning shiur. And that's as follows, Rabbi Osai. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, before we get to that, we know that the Mar tells us that a person is Menayer, near Vekisa, right? So he wants to be near Mitchila Vatsof. Question: how fast did you do that? How fast did you pull the trigger? Near mitchila vatsof. How do you define tchila? What exactly does it mean, tchila? What does the word tchila mean? How fast can you be? It can't be instantaneous. Everything takes a little bit of time. So on this basis, that everything takes a little bit of time, this can lead to a rather remarkable conclusion. What's that? Take a look at both of the Pisgei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Hei, Sifkotten Ches with a star. Okay? Kuf Hei, Ches with a star in the Pisgei Tshuva. Please look inside. This is very important. This copies of Halacha L'Maaseh, it really does. I get shadows like this sometimes. Okay? Nafal Isur Cham. It's going on Siv Gimel. Nafal Isur Cham. Hatochet Cham. Yeah. Hatog over. Everything's awesome. So the Chamure Daniel says, Eino Nesa Techa from Silik Miyah. Something hot fall into cold. Excuse me, cold fall into hot, which is a Tatog over. You remove it immediately. Has to be Mutter. Why? Ellen came shock. How do you know? Kamosha Kosa Simon Sadi Beis and Beis. Im Nir Vikisa Miyad Mutter. Mali Nir Vikiso Silik Yisar. Rabbani Shalom. If it happened right away, so it's too late. It's all over. The fact that you can remove it immediately is exactly the same as if you stirred it immediately. So writes the Chamuna Daniel, Sadin Pisre Tshuva, Simon Kufhei, Sif, Koton, Ches, Star. Okay, everyone sees it inside? Very, very, very important. Very, very important. Oh. Aruch HaShulchan, as you could well imagine, knowing his ways, says, yeah, oh, I'm with you all the way. It's in Simon, Sif Mem Gimel. But how do you define miyad? So Aruch HaShulchan is a very practical man. And if a solid falls into a liquid, it has to be mamish miyad. Mamish miyad. Mamish miyad. Because things go very quickly in a hot liquid, the impact on the cold solid. It's almost instantaneous. You pull that right away. But if they're two solids, it takes a while. It takes a while. He says, if lo shah ezis man, it's not awesome. We're not exactly sure what that zman is. He quotes a sugya in Kufay Sefalah by Yasu Laratiach. We thought the answer was, depends if it gets hot. We're consistent with Shita Senu, speaking about. If it doesn't get hot, can't absorb. Right? We had it yesterday by the Zeya. That's our favorite point. By Tatar Gava, we want to say it. We'll see later by Chamek Tzotz, we want to say it. We keep wanting to say it. We always say that next week. We always want to say the same thing. If it's not hot, it doesn't absorb. That's how we understood it to me. Fine. We may understand very well. If a piece of solid falls into a hot liquid, it's going to become hot very, very quickly. Almost instantaneously. But if two hot solid pieces touch, it'll take a longer period of time for it to become, for it, the cold piece falling onto the hot piece to become hot. So now sugya. Tipas chalosh nafal akdeira. What happens? It's a liquid falling into a solid, which is also fairly quick. So you have to be minar almost immediately. I would say a solid falling into a hot liquid is even quicker. But two solids takes a longer period of time. So in other words, it comes out over here, nafal isur cham atochet cham, the kli rishon, it depends on what's solid and what's liquid. It doesn't say over here what it is. The slowest temperature transfer is two solids. Next is a liquid onto a solid, and the fastest is a solid onto a liquid. So all those cases, they're both side, you say tatogav are in increments. That's what I understand. Now, having said this, that a solid into a liquid is kemat instantaneous, and the Chamur was not referring to this, is very, very relevant for the discussion which ensues concerning this very important point. Extraordinarily relevant. I'll tell you why. This is relevant to what a case do we have until now? We have the case of Silik Miyad. That's the tip. Let's talk to Gemara. We had Nir Miyad. That's the Gemara. Nir Miyad works. Silek Miyad. Okay? But what about a situation, Rabbi Osai, of Hagala? You put something, you put a pot into the hot water and you removed it, Miyah. Which is what many people do. When you kasha, you put it in and you take it out. So what halachic status does that have? So that's a raya. The Torah says, Machniso Motzio Miyad, Rabbi Osai, how do you do that? So I wanted it's a kasha against the Chamura Daniel. So I wanted to say, no, that's the case where you're putting a solid into a liquid, right? You're taking a pot, which is a solid, you're putting it into the liquid, which is the boiling water, and therefore it goes very quickly that the pot is going to get hot, you know, very, very quickly. And that's why I wanted to suggest a svara. Chazal say you have to kasher in boiling water. Boiling. Why is it so boiling? So just define heat as yatzal letters. What is he boiling for? So you could say kabbalah kachpolt, maybe came in at boiling, but what if it didn't? Ta-da. So maybe the suggestion is Chazal want boiling water so that the metal that's inserted into the boiling water will be attain the level of yatzal letters bo, which presumably is a heat to use to kasher as quickly as possible, almost instantaneously. That's what I wanted to suggest to this issue. Okay, so they have, again, you have the Gemara of Nir Miyad, the Chamur Daniel extends it to Silek Miyad, others disagree with him and say it's not true. Not true, but I is the Gemara. No, it means something else. What it means is, Nir Miyad helps, it absorbs immediately, but it's not Nasa Nevela immediately, Rabbi Osai. It's not Nasa Nevela. That's what the Rashi seems to say, and that Kuf Tesanel. Not Nasa Nevela immediately. Why not? So we have any suggestions from the Chazon Ish, if you recall. It has a Blia, but it's not Mismazeg. It's not fully entrenched immediately. So if you could just quickly stir it, in other words, a Blia, it would not reach the level of Chaticha Nasa Nevela. That's how we can refute the Raya that the Chamura Daniel brought from our Sugya. But Pischa Tshuva quotes it, the Rosh Hashulchan holds from it. Not everybody agrees, but it is certainly a legitimate opinion to rely upon in certain Shas Tzchaks with other Sirufim, as the case may be. What about the Hagola situation? Higil, and he removed it Miyad. So I'm suggesting, since it's solid into liquid, which is the quickest of all, quicker than liquid into solid of our Sugya, and certainly quicker than two solids, which the Chamura Daniel is talking about, so then we'll say that it's going to happen right away, especially you require boiling water. That's what I wanted to suggest. There's one more case which is brought in over here, which is Irui. Irui. What happens in Irui? I pour hot over cold. Has to say that it has to have a blia immediately. Because later on, Rabbi Osai, later on, it's going to be klisheni. You see, klar, that it works immediately. It works immediately. So we can say like this. We pass like Shmuel. It's only Kadei Klipa. Maybe Kadei Klipa has an absorption immediately. Maybe for Kadei Klipa, Rabbi Osai, you wouldn't even need Yatzal Letters. Well, we spoke about our Ademekele about the possible Chumra. And beyond that, Rabbi Osai, very often when you talk about Irui, it's a continuing process. You don't just pour one. You're pouring a lot. You pour a lot, and then second drop impacts the first drop, as we saw in the language of Trumas Adeshin. It's all one big continuum. It's not considered an immediate thing. It has a time continuity. Okay, Rabosa, that's a very, very important nekuda over here. Again, based on our sugya of Nir Miyad, starts with Pischa Tshuva in Kufes of Kod and Ches Star, and it goes to those who want to say it's not true. It's only a unique thing when it comes to Hanan. It doesn't apply to other Blias. Aruch HaShulchan likes this. Chamur Daniel, we make distinctions between two solids, liquid into solid, and solid into liquid in ascending order of quickness, right? And that helps a little when it comes to the Hagola question, because it's a solid into a liquid of boiling water. The fact that it's boiling is even more helpful. When it comes to Irui, although maybe the initial pouring is quick, but there's additional pourings, it's all going in, that may explain why there's an impact on a near immediate basis. Fine. So now, Rabbi Osai, we have to open the Shulchan Aruch. I've been stalling off for the whole time. It's so complicated, but we have to get to it right now. Simen Sadi Beis, Siv Beis. Simen Sadi Beis, Siv Beis. The Mechaber, if you look at all the Ramos, the Mechaber is a direct take from the Rambam. Direct from the Rambam.
hard. You have to sometimes skip pages if you're learning only the Mechaba, not Rama. Depends what kind of Shulchan Aruch you have. And mine and Mamash is pages. Nafal cholav atoch kedera shel basar toa min achaticha shenafal alea acholav. Im einu anot tam cholav akol mutter. Im yesh bachaticha tam cholav. Nesra osa chaticha. Okay. Skip the other Ramos. V'chein. Im nafal atoch hamorok. Okay. That's easy. Fell into the soup. Ola chatichas. It fell on a piece. But. V'lo noda le'eza chaticha nafal. Wow. What do we do now? No eres hakdeira kula atche yoshuv yisarev hakol and yesh b'kdeira kula tam cholav asura v'imlav muteres. Otherwise, kam shishim. This last statement, which is a quote verbatim from the Rambam, requires explanation, and it's more than one explanation given to the simple shot in the words. Just the words. The words. Not discussing the lumbus, just what is the pshat in the actual words of the Shulchan Aruch, quoting from the Rambam. What do the words mean? The fundamental issue is this word nowhere, nor sakadeira. When are you nor sakadeira? It's not clear. When? So, big dispute. When exactly is this nowhere taking place? Doesn't say, it mamish doesn't say when. The Shach says it means nowhere, achakach. Doesn't say it's instantaneous. Nowhere? It fell into one of the pieces. You don't know what the piece is, so you nowhere it. You nowhere it. Right? That's a simple pshat. Simple pshat. After you nowhere it, right? Later on, what happens up then? What? You take on the shishim. So the Shach's over here in Sivkot and Ches, this is Lashon of the Rambam. He quotes the Mari Ibn Chabib. Mari Ibn Chabib is the opposing view. The opposing view. He says that the Noah is immediate. Immediate. Fine. So there's a big dispute, Rabbi Osai, between these two Gedolim. Or Ibn Chabib and the Shach, what did the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch mean? Pasha, what does the word mean? When are you nowhere? When are you nowhere? When? The Tur asked the Kasha. He assumed the Rambam meant to be Noor Achakach, and he asked the Kasha. It's too late. It's too late. That's what the Rambam says. The last Rambam we can look at. V'yesh Cholkin, u'svirlu, te'enu mo ma'ashe Noor Akadera. No, the Rambam clearly learned pshat in the Mechaber and the Rambam like the Shach. He was Nora Chakach, and he says it doesn't work. It doesn't. It's too late. It can't possibly work. So the Rambam understood the Rambam and the Mechaber, and he argued with them. So how do you explain? How does it work? So the Shach says, you know how it works. You don't say Chaticha Nas and Nevela unless you can identify the Chaticha. If you can't identify the Chaticha, you do not apply the principle of Chaticha Nas and Nevela. That's an amazing Chiddush. I'll read you the words of the Shach. It's halfway through Sivkot Ches. From Kipshutan, Kevin lo noda leza Chaticha Nafal, lo shayach loma Chaticha Nas and Nevela. El akol akadera nichlas asafek, nichlach menar kol akadera, umitztav kol akadera levatel. He gives a comparison from the Rashba, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and of Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. The two kederis, Issa falls into one of them, you don't know which one, and neither can be mevatlit, but they both can be mevatlit, shteim et star from the vatlo. Shekol she'osa this arev roan also kilu kvam urav, ad kan l'shono. Here too, psachidish niflavanar. This is what the Shachlin's trying in the Rambam, and since you're not sure which one it is, we can bond the whole thing together, and you do not apply the principle of chaticha nas and nevela. So why bother doing near? Leave it the way it is. Leave it the way it is. Leave it the way it is. The Shach is a very balabatish reason. The reason why you know it right away, or why you know it afterwards. Look what it says. Why be nowhere? Why bother? Why bother? The answer is, if you're not going to be menar, someone, chas v'shalom, is going to eat a piece of meat which has a milky taste in it. Gewalt. We can't identify which one it is. By mixing it all up, no one will come to eat a piece of meat. Ad kan the shach in his interpretation of the Rambam. Fine, that's what he says. So the shach says, the shach has a very beautiful pshat, and clearly the Rambam understood the Rambam and the Mechaba this way. Fine. Rambam said we don't pass this way. We pass like the Rambam. And this svara doesn't apply. What can I kufyat aleph? Come on. And kufyat aleph, if you look carefully, it's min b'mino and e'ef shel devara. Here, Abosai, it's min b'she'eno mino, kolav and basa, and it's e'ef shel devara. You can get a goy. I don't trust a goy. You don't trust a goy l'kula. Here it's going to be a chumra. He has to go to taste all the pieces until he finds one that tastes milky. That's not so poshut that we should... that we should follow the Mechaba and the Rambam and the Shach. I mean, Pshat and what he said, but the Rambam seems to be more Mekubal la'alocha l'mais. So this leads with our last point over here. What about the problem of a Mevatlin Issel l'chatchil? The Shach has the kasha. The Shach says, look, this is part of the Shach's argument. Ein l'hak she'sech yinayir ha'kadera she'sav ha'ko. Better get a goy, taste every piece. Yesh lomar, the cave and lo know that there is a nafal. Have a nichnas kolak there besafek, the ain kan mishum mivatel iser. What does that mean? Look! It's all one big pot. You can't say there's an iser anywhere in particular. So we do not apply the principle of a mevatlin iser lechatchila. That's a big chiddush. Others suggest, that's over here a little later on, we don't know if any piece of meat is awesome. We don't know. This is a little later on. It's a suffix. Not just that we can't identify it. We're not even sure that there's any one of the 20 chatichas that has a taste of milk. Maybe the milk fell into the meat. It was batel b'shishim in that one chaticha. So put this all together, there's no violation of a mevatlin iser l'chatchila. Now, if you look carefully on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, you find something which is quite interesting. The Ber Hetev said, the Ber Agola rather says something. The Ber Agola is only supposed to give sources. Very rarely does he say anything of substance. Look over here. Ber Agola O Zayin. He says, Shamba Ramba. Later on, it's too late. Okay, against Rambam's interpretation. Says the Ber Agola, with this it's miyushev. How's it miyushev? You have milk fall into meat, and you're stirring it as fast as you can. Vital your mevatel iser lechatchila. What's going on? So, if you look in the iser veheta, which is the source of it, it says, you know what? It's a sveka dedina, right? Let's say sveka dedina. You can get chemas akum. It's a sveka dedina. No, the mevatel iser lechatchila. So writes the iser veheta. So too, Rabosai. In our sugya, there are a lot of machlokasim, right? A lot of machlokasin. He says he's referring to a case half in, half out. Machlokas Rashi and the Ri, which we spoke about earlier. Okay? And Rabosai, we can make the following comment. The problem is, let me tell you the problem. Those who try to throw svekas over here, those who studied Rambam know, the Rambam is not the first kind of a person who writes svekas. The Rambam has vados; he doesn't have svekas. It's hard to explain. This is coming from the Rambam, after all. How can you explain it based on svekas? It's really hard to do that. But the Ber Hagol, unfortunately, in one of his rare appearances, is saying something, doesn't tell us what he means. Apparently, he means as follows: a mevadin is lechatchila. It's only after there is an iser. But over here, you're so fast on the trigger to be menar immediately, you're menar to prevent the iser from happening in the first place, Rabbi Osai. Having in the first place. In the first place. That's what it means. That's what he's driving at. This is what it means. I don't know. The Taz asked the question. Why? And there's another possibility, and this, I want to end with this because we're out of time for this year, as follows. Back to what we mentioned a little bit earlier. Kiveger says over here, watch. Yesh la'ayin amai shari. Sorry about that. He says as follows. Ein mevatlin isa l'chatchila. He said before, it's before these took effect. Maybe something along the same lines. Ein mevad in Israel is if you're long on bittel. When it comes to basa b'chol, Rabosai, if it's less than 1/60th, it's not in a bittel. There is no bittel by basa b'chol. Why not? Hetter bittel or bottel. The pshat is that if you achieve this goal of reducing the chol quickly to less than 1%, we'll say, so the pshat is not derech bishlas v'torah. So preventing the onset of derech bishlas v'torah, not called ein mevat nischatchila. There is no bittel by basa b'chol. This is a different nuance in explaining what the barhetiv, what the baragola perhaps is driving at. My time is up. We successfully completed the chazara of the Chanan sugis. We netter after lunch, 1 o'clock, another hour, an hour solid for lunch. We'll start the last inyanim, starting from Simon Sadi Bey's Siv Hey until the end, and then Sadi Gimel. And I hope that we'll even have a little time to discuss the parasha of Bishyam. I hope.